UNC controversy takes new turn as Belichick's son comes under investigation for possible drug use. By Dylan Gwynn on September 4, 2026. UNC head coach Bill Belichick would prefer to keep all the talk about his program focused on the play on the field, but that's becoming increasingly difficult. Less than 24 hours after UNC general manager Michael Lombardi ended his paid administrative leave by resigning his position amid circumstances that are not altogether clear, reports have emerged that the university has launched an investigation into Bill Belichick's son, Steve Belichick. Steve Belichick has served as UNC's defensive coordinator, though he has been on medical leave for several weeks due to an undisclosed condition. According to WREL, lawyers connected to the investigation claim that Steve Belichick is being investigated to determine whether he used drugs while on the job or had given at least one player drugs during his time at UNC. Lawyers conducting the UNC probe focused a series of questions on Steve Belichick, according to people who were interviewed, the WREL report stated. The people said they were also asked about whether Steve Belichick had used drugs at the university's facilities or if they knew of anyone who had seen him do so. Assistant coaches can be fired for cause if it is found that they used or distributed illicit drugs, according to UNC employment contracts. At the time of his son's medical leave announcement in early August, Bill Belichick declined to go into detail. "We look forward to getting him back as soon as possible," Bill Belichick said at the time. "It's a medical situation, so I really can't make any further comment." And those aren't the only problems facing the program. Investigators are also looking into reports of a sexual relationship between a female member of the recruiting staff and at least one player, as well as one between assistant coaches and recruiting staff. WREL also reports that lawyers are asking about the culture of the program. A sign that the investigation may have as much to do with Belichick's overall headship of the UNC football program as it does with any specific incidents of wrongdoing. UNC began its season with a 15-10 win over TCU. They better hope they keep winning.